The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
It's time to strap into the logbook.com's escape pod, a daily dose of the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unabashedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, let's see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 2004, a glitch struck NASA's Spirit Mars rover, which had only rolled off of its lander and planted its wheels on Martian soil a week earlier. Communications between Spirit and Earth became intermittent and then ceased altogether for a while. Ground controllers transmitted a command to force Spirit to report its hardware condition and discovered that a flash memory glitch had been causing the rover to reboot continuously. The problem was fixed by remote, and Spirit finally got rolling. NASA ingenuity at its finest. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen, who also poured money into Mojave Aerospace, the commercial space startup which won the Ansari X Prize by launching Spaceship One in 2004, was born today in 1953. On this day in 1968, it was all over for the prisoner. But what did it all mean?
Congratulations. We shall need the body for evidence. What do you desire?
Number one.
I'll take you.
Possibly the most ambiguous TV series finale in history, despite many attempts to top it, the final episode of Patrick McGoohan's The Prisoner confused and thrilled UK audiences on this day. McGoohan later said that the cryptic ending to the series was the end of his career as a writer or actor on that side of the Atlantic. In 1998, Babylon 5 entered its fifth season, the season that no one had imagined it would ever reach, moving from syndication to cable channel TNT.
You want to be president?
Yes.
Put your hand on the book and say, I do.
I do.
Fine, done. Let's eat.
On the same day in 1998, the holographic doctor got to take an unlikely trip home to the Alpha Quadrant with his replacement, guest star Andy Dick on Star Trek Voyager.
I've been programmed to identify every member of this crew. You aren't one of them.
That's because I'm...
State your rank and security clearance.
I don't have clearance. I'm an emergency medical hologram.
Oh.
I've been sent here to...
Yes, 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 yes. You're the Mark 1 EMH, the inferior program.
Inferior?
Beady eyes, terrible bedside manner. I recognize you. But you're not part of this database. What are you doing here?
If you disengage your vocal subroutines for 1 second, I'd explain.
And in 2005, it was Apollo versus Apollo, as Richard Hatch, star of the original Battlestar Galactica, made his first appearance in the role of political agitator Tom Zarek on Sci-Fi Channel's new version of Galactica.
We need these men of yours to help us.
They're not my men. They belong to you. I belong to you. You own us. You're the master. We're the slaves.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, the logbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.